In this energy clearing session, we are going to be letting go of grief so you can let go of the past and move on. So stay tuned. Hi, it's Robin from Vibration Elevation, and today's card is Apache Tears. And this card is from the Crystal Spirits Oracle deck by Colette Baron-Reid, and it's a really cool deck, actually. It's very pretty. And here, I'm going to read to you just the essential meaning of this card. It says, letting go of grief, recovering from the past, releasing pain so old wounds heal. And really, when you do let go of the old wounds and the old beliefs, the old limitations and memories of the past, that's how you heal it. That's how you move on. And I happen to really enjoy energy clearing because it just, for me, it's the way to do it quicker. But you can do this in any number of ways. Like you can release old grief through therapy and through other Ho'oponopono. There's many other techniques that you can use to let go of grief. And grief is one of the bigger ones. It's one of the bigger emotions that hold you back. So today's clearing is going to be pretty short, I think. Now that I say that, watch, I'll go over. What I would like you to do is think of something that sort of stirs up a little grief. This could be something that you did that you really wish you hadn't done. It can be something that happened to you in your childhood. It could be something that, or somebody you lost, or something that you lost. It doesn't have to be a specific incident, but if you can, just for this exercise, go ahead and bring up something that you know has a little charge in it. And this way, you know when you clear it, you're going to know that it's gone. All right? So, as with all the clearings, you don't have to like sit and meditate as you do this. You can just have this going in the background. You can be driving, it doesn't matter. This is not a hypnosis. And your eyes can be open. Honestly, you could be talking to somebody. It doesn't matter. As long as your intention is to let go of whatever it is we're clearing, that will combine with the clearing work that I'm doing in the background behind the chimes and clear it. So, that being said, let's do the clearing. Okay, so that is all done. Notice the feeling that you get now when you think of the situation or the memory that provoked grief for you. You may second guess yourself and say, oh, I don't think it did. I don't think it really was that important in the first place. But that is exactly what the subconscious mind does. So if you do a clearing, and then when you go back to think about that clearing, it may shift. It may be like, eh, it didn't really matter. It wasn't that strong. I didn't say it. I have had, no joke, I've had people come in with lists of things they want to clear, like things that are stopping them, that they just hurdles that they just have to get over. And I have them type it up or write it up, in handwriting or whatever, and bring it in. And it's in their own, it's on their paper. They brought it to me. We will clear it. And then afterwards, I swear, I'm not kidding, they will look at me and say, well, I didn't really mean that. I don't even think I wrote that. I don't know where that came from. And it's funny because that is the subconscious mind. And when it's gone, it's gone. So if you're thinking now about the situation of the grief and it doesn't feel like there's grief, that's fine. See if you can find any others. If you can't, it's okay. I mean, that's a good thing, right? If you can't find anything that is causing you grief, well, hey, it did its job. The clearing worked. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this and thank you for watching or for listening. And please leave a comment or shoot me an email. Let me know how you're doing. Really do love to hear from you. So thanks again, and I'll see you in the next one.